This is Bearcat Game Day, underwritten by Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena as the presentation, the honorary doctorate to Northwest Missouri State longtime team doctor, Dr. Pat Hart, has been given. And there'll be a little bit of time between games here. And we've got a great opportunity because of this. We have Joy Wittes with us here in the press box. And Joy back for this game. Of course, Joy, member of last year's national championship team. And Joy going down and talking to and bringing back up to the press box there between games is like Elvis says, return to the building here. Boy, you got a lot of friends still around here.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to come back here and just see everyone. And, I mean, this is my second home for sure. So just to see all the familiar faces, you know, hang out with the guys again and, you know, see all the coaches. It's just a great feeling to be back here.
And with Dr. Hart being honored between games here, kind of appropriate you're here as well. He really played a strong role in getting ready to go for those last couple of games in the semifinals and championship game last year over in Evansville.
Yeah, him and I got real close that last weekend of the season. He was always checking up on me, making sure, you know, I was getting healthy. And I mean, he put in so much time to prepare me for each game, just always working on my hip. And, you know, I owe him a lot for, you know, just being able to get me back out on the court that last weekend.
And what a ride that was last year. You had a great two seasons at Northwest Missouri State, but I imagine you look at last year and an undefeated season, a national championship, couldn't ask for a better senior year for you.
Yeah, I mean, I still to this day, I'm constantly thinking back. I'm constantly looking at pictures, videos, and again, it's the people here at Northwest, it's my teammates, my coaches, you know, everyone a part of this program and this community. That's what made it so special and such a fun year. So to be back here and to see everyone, it's just such a good feeling. And like I said, it's my second home.
I know, being a senior last year, the unfortunate part about that was you turn around this year and, of course, the team gets to go out and play Duke. You weren't able to play in that because you graduated from the program, but I understand you did get a chance to go out and be a part of as much as you could out there.
Yeah, I was grateful that Mac, you know, let me come travel with them out there and, you know, sit on the bench with them. And, you know, I got to play there my junior year, so it was okay with just watching and taking in the whole, you know, scenery of Duke and not having to worry about actually going out and performing.
Well, I know you keep in contact with the players here. A lot of your former teammates are making a nice little run this year as well. What have you had a chance to gather about this year's team?
Yeah, I mean, they picked up right from last year. You know, I think, again, they're playing so well together, and just that fight to want to win. And it's definitely hard coming off a national championship to find that hunger again. But, you know, there's a lot of young guys still stepping up on this team and playing a lot more than what they did last year. So it's just really nice to see the hunger in their eyes still, even after coming off that undefeated season.
So this is the first time you've had a chance to be back, with exception of the Duke game, to watch this team?
Yes, yeah. This is the first game I've been back. It's the energy in this building, you know, you feel it right as you step in. It's a packed house here, and yeah, it just brings back a ton of memories. And you know, looking forward to watching them put on a show.
And let's just talk a little bit about where life has taken you since graduation last spring.
Yeah, so once I graduated, went back home to Minnesota, started a job up there, started working up there, and just been kind of, you know, enjoying my time just off from playing basketball. It's been weird, especially this winter, not actually playing. But I've started, I'm assistant coach at for a varsity team, high school team up in Minnesota. So staying in the game, you know, trying to, you know, teach some young kids. And so that's been great, just to stay in the game. Getting married this summer. So yeah, there are a lot of big things going on, but yeah, it's always fun to come back here.
And I guess one thing you might not miss is the off-season training a little bit coming in.
Yeah, that's the one thing I probably won't miss. But, you know, as it shows this year for them and every other year, that's the hard work you got to put in, and it pays off in the end. So, But yeah, I don't think I'll miss that at all. I'll just stick to a little bit lighter workouts from now on.
All right. Well, Joy, it's been great to see you here. And again, it was a joy to watch you play the last 2 years for Northwest Missouri State. And I'm glad everything's going well for you. And I hope to see you here at Bearcat Arena much more.
Yeah, thanks for having me up here. And yeah, looking forward to this game.
All right. That's Joy Wittes, former Bearcat, with us on our pregame show. Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln going through their pregame warmups in front of a packed house here at Bearcat Arena. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.